on one hand, and the Rashba and the Rambam, the way the Bar Yitzchak formulates it, on the other hand, Machlokes, in terms of the nature of bitul in the world of Tarobos Min Bimino, that just again to summarize briefly, that according to the Rosh, if we're dealing with every Tarobos, be it Yavish B'Yavish, be it Lach B'Lach, we have this concept of Isor Nehefach Liyos Heter. It's built on the principle of Rubo Kukulo, that the moment that we have a halachic status of the rov, we're going to give that status to the entire ta'aroves. That's what Yonatan Dorfman calls the default understanding of bitul. But the Rashba didn't feel that was any default understanding. He said that's not achar mulahatos. Achar mulahatos is holechar char harov. It's a question of being machriya safek. And so the Rashba, and using the Rambam as his source, who distinguished between Tumas Maga and Tumas Masa, the Rashba said that when we're dealing with Yavesh B'Yavesh, we have this din of Holech HaKarov. You can eat them one by one. You can't eat them all together. There's, the Yisr is here. The Yisr never changes its nature. Just that in each piece, we have a suffix we can be Mekel based on the Rov. Ma'ashenken, when we're dealing on the world of Lach B'Lachmin B'Mino, there we have that the Easter physically simply dissolves, it dissipates, it loses its identity. That's the concept of Bitul Berov. And we pointed out that this applies to the world of Easter Veheter, this applies to the world of Tumah V'Tahara. The Ber Yitzchak also brings two other nafkaminas, one in the world of Kilayim and one in the world of Chametz on Pesach. A priori, let's take the world of Kilayim. Let's say we have a beged of Tzemer, Shene'evad bo chut shel pishtan. What would the Rosh say about such a beged? Can you wear it? You have a beged of tzemer and one chut of pishtan. We can't find it. We know it's there, but we can't find it. And you want to wear it all at once. So according to the Rosh, you would say that we have bitul barov. Rubel could have over here a principle that Iser Nehefach Liyos Heter, that we would allow you to wear the beged. Masha Ein Kein, according to the Rashba, this is Tumas Masa, you're putting on all at once, this is Vasachas. So in the world of Bevasad, it's Yavish B'Yavish, so you can't put it on all at once. So Lechora, this is a black and white Gemara. We can find the Gemara. A Gemara... Oh, thank you. Gemara Nida. Thank you. This is a Gemara in Nida on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Where the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan beged she'avad bo kilayim, hareze lo yimkareno lo oved kol chavim. You shouldn't sell it even to a goy, because maybe the goy will resell it to a Jew, namely that it's aser. So according to the Rambam, this is kaftar v'ferach. You can't wear such a beged. But according to the Rosh, what's the meaning behind the Gemara? So Tosfos asked that question. It makes sense. In other words, the school of Ashkenaz, the Rosh, they were bothered by this. V'yantomar livstul beruba. Why don't we say bitul berov? Kedeparchinim besof tmura, etc. So the Gemara, Tosfos answers, the lo shayach bitul berov el kisha iser me'urav beheter. Here we have a din of heter beheter. We're going to have to come to this because l'chora basar v'chalav is very, very similar. Basar v'chalav is also heter beheter, and yet we have dinim of bitul and basar v'chalav. So we'll talk about this. The Shach talks about this. You know, where it's in Hilchos basar v'chalav. But this is an issue for Chachmei Ashkenaz. It's not an issue for the Rashba or for the Rambam. Or let's move over to the world of Pesach. And Pesach, aside from the Easter of eating a Taroves, we also have an Easter of Baye Ra'ah u Baye Matzeh. So let's take a situation. We have a Taroves of Yavish B'Yavish. The Rove is Kosher the Pesach. And the Miut is Chametz. Is there a din of Baye Ra'ah u Baye Matzeh on that situation of Yavish B'Yavish Min Domino, where we have a Rove of being Heter and a miyut of being Isur? So we would say, according to the Rosh, midoraisa, so this is fine. according to the Rashba and the Rambam, we have over here problem midoraisa. That's what we find in the Achronim. Exactly, that's what we find. If we open the Prima Gadim, he has a Hakdama to Siman Tuf Mem Beis. It's not in your Yoreh there. It's in Hilchos Pesach. He has a Psicha to Hilchos Pesach in general, and then he has a specific Psicha to Siman Tuf Mem Beis, which deals with Tarovas. Psicha, the Tuf Mem Beis. So there the Prima Gadim says, Va'ata le'inyan ba'yi ra'eh, yeshlamar, but then just a minute, I have to look into this. And he brings in the Rambam and Tumas Masa and Tumas Maga, and he says that according to the Rambam, the Chora, this is min haTorah lo batel, right? But the Mishnah Brura al Atar over there in Siman Taf Mem Beis Sifkatan Aleph, right? The very very beginning points out that min b'mino kagon kemach shel tzvua chamutza. If you're allowed to eat it, midoraisa kavachomish, you're allowed to leave it in your house, drabanan mikol makam aser. Namely, in Achanami, we'll have an iser drabanan, but not an iser daoraisa. Again, all of this is what we'd expect. We would expect that if we're working with the Tosfos and the Rosh, we would come to maximum an Isur Darabanan. That's what we find in Mishnah Berura. If we're working up with the Rambam, we're going to come to an Isur Daraisa. Yes?
Why
does the Darabanan find Rash? It's also a Darabanan Otu. Otu situations of.
Maybe that's
the Rash, but it's maybe. Okay, said there, maybe. All I'm pointing out is according to the Rambam, we have over here an issue on a Daraisa plate. Tumas Masa is Midaraisa. And that according to the Rambam. Okay, there are other nafkaminas as well. I just wanted to point out that this has relevance to areas above and beyond the world of Hilchos Ta'arovas. It has relevance in Orach Chaim, has relevance in other areas of Yoredeya as well. Okay, let's move over now to the world of Min D'Sheino Mino in its broader sense. Everyone understands that if we're talking about Bitul Barov, we have a condition. It has to be a Ta'aroves. We have to have a mixture that it is not obvious where the Iser is. If we have a case of Nikar HaIser, if we have a case where the Iser is obvious, then there's no din of Bitul. If you have three pieces of meat on the table, two of them are green and one of them is red, we don't say that the red is Batel in the green. Right, you can see in front of your eyes that this is aser and these are mutar. So in terms of yavesh b'yavesh, nikar ha'iser could be color, nikar ha'iser could be size. Right, one is big, one is small. In other words, external characteristics can create a nikar ha'iser. We move over to the world of lach b'lach. So here our question is taste considered to be Nikar ha'iser? Let's say I have vegetable soup, and some nevela falls into my vegetable soup, and I can't see it, but I can taste it. Can I still speak about bitul? Can I still say that the iser, the nevela, is going to be batel in the vegetable soup? On one hand, I can't pull it out. On the other hand, I know it's there. I taste it. Is that called nikar ha'iser? That's the machlokas whether tam ki ikar is the oraisa or derabanan. Rov Rishonim hold tam ki ikar is the oraisa. If I taste it, it means it's there. And if it's there, then it's nikar. And if it's nikar, there's no din of bitul. So the moment I were to taste my vegetable soup and say, oh, I taste nevela, I can no longer eat the vegetable soup. Even if it's 100-1, I taste the iser. On the other hand,
why is the same thing for yavish b'yavish? Why don't we ask the same question? Like if I don't know which piece is my pork jerky, whatever, and it tastes like that's not beef. Why isn't that the same? Why isn't it the same kikira?
So in Achinami, if you're going to cook it together,
without even cooking it, it's I'm sorry, yavish b'yavish. Okay.
Were you to taste it when you ate it in Achinami? Okay. So that's also an external, in other words, characteristic taste. I'm asking in the world of lach b'lach, where we know, in other words, where the question is as to whether taste is considered to be an important factor. You're 100% correct. It applies to yavish v'yavish as well. So if we say Tam Kikar is Doraisa, that does not allow for Bitul. That's called Nikar Ha'iser. Rashi, however, that's what he wrote most poskim paskin, that Tam Kikar is Doraisa. Rashi, however, his shita in Chulin on Daf Tzadi Chesem Adbeis is that Tam Kikar is Drabanan. Namely, that on a Doraisa plane, taste just tells us that once upon a time there was an Iser here. That's not, in other words, that taste doesn't say that now there's an Iser. Taste says there was an Iser. So mi da'oraisa, basically, you can have bitul. Mi drabanan, because there was an Iser, we're going to be machmir. But it's not, but mi da'oraisa, really, we do have over here bitul. Where did Rashi get this from, to say tam ki ikar is mi drabanan? So I sent you to Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on daf ay samach zayin, Amar Rav Yochanan, ta'amo veloma masho. If all we have is taste, asur, ve'en lokin alav. So Rashi learns the Gemara kipshuta, means it's asur, means rabbanan. There's no malkos midoraisa. Maximum, you're going to have makas mardus. But that's the makor of Rashi. Why do most Rishonim, almost 98%, maybe even 99% of Rishonim, disagree Rashi? Because we have the sugi in psachim that goes over two blat, or at least a blot from Memdalad Amud Aleph through Memdalad Amud Beis. We have a blot of Gemara that tries to prove that Tam Ki Iker is Doraisa, bringing all sorts of proofs from the world of Nazir. We have a pasuk of Mishras, and then we have a pasuk by Gulei Klei Midyan that what do the Kalim have within them? They have Tam, and we have to get rid of that Tam. And then we have Basar V'Cholav, that we have the Tam of Cholav in Basar. In other words, so what does Rashi do with that whole sugya? So Rashi says, look at the Gemara. Every time the Gemara brings a proof, the Gemara knocks it down. Oh, this is an Asmachta. This is a Chiddush. This is Shnei Ksuv HaBon Ki Echad. So Rashi took all of those Dachiyos as a whole and said, that sugya is Dachud. And we pass in Tam Kikar Drabanan Kasar Rav Yochanan. All the other Rishonim said, no. The Gemara over there just points out clearly Tam Kikar is Doraisa. Only question is, what is the Makar? From here. In Achinami, each of them, you can, but the preponderance of proof is that Tam Kikar is Doraisa. What does Rishonim do with the Gemara of Rav Yochanan? We'll come to. Okay? But that's the Machlokas Rishon. Okay. Now, as to whether Tam Kikar is Doraisa or Tam Kikar Drabanan really has two basic nafkiminas. One of them is the one we pointed out. Do we override Bitul on a Doraisa plane with Tam Kikar? Is Bitul overridden because of Tam? That's the real basic question. But there's another nafkamina as well. And that is, how much of the Iser do you have to eat in order to, how much of the Tarovas slash Iser do you have to eat in order to be Chayav? That if we say that Tam Kikar is Doraisa, then it's quite clear from the sugya, Rashi himself, even though Rashi holds Tam Kikar is Rabbanan, but he points out on Daf Memdalad Amud Beis in Psachim, if you hold Tam Kikar is Doraisa, you have to eat a Tam, a Kazayas of the Ta'arovas. But if you hold Tam Kikar is Drabanan, you have to eat a Kazayas of the Isur. Let me explain. Let's say that you have a Ta'arovas of... of 10 Zeisei Heter, right? And we have one Zayas of, let's say you have a Tarovas. Let's say you have a Tarovas of 10 Zeisim of Heter and 2 Zeisim of Iser. Right? Tarovas altogether of 12 Kazeisim. 10 of Heter and 2 of Iser. At what point are you going to be chayev for eating Iser? So if we hold Tam Ki Iker is the Oraisa, when you eat one kezayis of that taroves, you're already going to get malkos. If we hold that Tam Ki Iker is drabanan, when is there going to be an Iser drabanan? When you have eaten 5 kezesim of that ta'aroves, right, you have a ratio of 1 to 5, 2 to 10, 1 to 5. When you have eaten 5 kezesim of that ta'aroves, within those 5 kezesim, you, or you actually have, we have 12. When you have we have 10 to 2, so you have 12. When you eat half that ta'arovis, when you eat six kezayis of that ta'arovis, you've eaten a kezayis of Iser. That it's spread out, right? In other words, that it is partially dissolved, and so you have to eat a lot in order to be able to eat the Iser. What is the svara to say that when there are 12 kezayisim, 10 of Iser, and 2 of Heter, it's enough for me to eat out of these 12 kezayisim one and get malchus? What is the svara? So there are two possible explanations. One is that this is a diurim midrabanan. Let me give you an example. By nazir, we have a halacha called heter mitztaref le'iser. By nazir, if a nazir makes a grape jelly sandwich, takes bread, which is mutter for a nazir, takes grape jelly, which is aser for a nazir, and makes a sandwich, and he eats a kezayis of the grape jelly and the bread. So the halacha is ischayev. That's exeris hakosev, according to Rabbi Akiva. Heter mitztaref le'iser. Similarly, we have in the world of nazir, shara pito biyayin. He takes a piece of bread and he dips it into wine. And he eats a kezayis of wine and bread. I mean, within that wine and bread, he'll have half a kezayis of wine, let's say, and half a kezayis of bread. Again, he's going to be chayev. In nazir, we have these concepts of heter mitztaref le'isur. We have this concept that when we have an isur, which is balua in the heter, that we're mitzaref. So maybe that's a din, b'chola Torah kula. B'chola Torah kula, if we have two kezesim of heter, which are mixed into 10 kezesim of isur, we have so when you eat one kezayis, you've eaten enough of a shear to be chayev. That is one way of learning. It's one possibility of learning, yes? Yeah. Heter mitztaref le'iser in terms of the nazir, that's a unique din in nazir. But shara pito b'yayim, when we have an iser balu and a heter, that's a din b'chol ha'Torah kula.
Doesn't that make Tom Kicker, wasn't that Tom Kicker's deraisa irrelevant?
No, that's the din of Tom Kicker. We're saying that would be the din of Tom Kicker. That would be an explanation of Tom Kicker would be an extension of heter mitztaref le'iser. That's one way of learning. However, I sent you to a rush in Siman Lamed Aleph in Chulin. Right in the seventh parak of Chulin, where the rush, Siman Lamed is Lamed Aleph, correct. Where I sent you to the rush, where the rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Upiresh Rabbeinu Tam. It's where the little Zion of the Ma'adane Yom Tov is. Upiresh Rabbeinu Tam. The Tam ki ikar b'minda enomino de oraisa, de kevon shenosan ha'isur tam beheter, nefach kulo lios isur. Velokian alav bekezayis ki ilu have kulo isur. Namely, we have over here the flip side of the rush by Beetle. How did the Rush understand Bitul? Alchemy. Iser nehefach lios heter. How does Rabbeinu Tam understand Tam ki Iker? Alchemy. The heter becomes Iser. It's the same, you know, it's the flip side. And therefore, when we have two of Iser in 10 of heter, so I say now I have 12 kezesim of Iser. And so as long as I eat one of them, I'm eating a kezayis of Iser. This isn't heter mitztaref le'iser. This isn't what we see in nazir. We're saying that the heter became Iser. It's not a din in shiurim, that it's enough if I eat a tziruf, a combination of heter and Iser. No. I have to eat a kezayis of Iser. But the din of tam ki ikar d'oraisa is that we say heter nehefach lios iser. The same way we say in Bitul, iser nehefach lios heter, here we say heter nehefach lios iser. And Rabbeinu Tam continues this line of reasoning. And he says, not only is this going to be a chumra, it's also going to be a kula. How can it be a kula? So he points out that we have a Mishnah in Chala, that if you have dough, which is made of dagon, is made of the five types of grain from which you can make matzah, and orez, and rice. We have this flour which is made of wheat and rice, and you bake matzah out of this flour. So the halacha is that as long as it tastes like wheat, then you can be yotzei matzah. You can be yotzei or kezayis of matzah by eating one kezayis. Again, even though that one kezayis, part of it was made from rice, you're yotzei. Why? Because the rice takes the status of the wheat. Ta'am ki'ikar. If it tastes like wheat, we're going to give everything the status of wheat. Now, when you read the Mishnah in Challah, you can very well interpret it. That's a unique din in terms of rice, because rice is this shadowy form of grain which has certain characteristics of the five minim. On the other hand, it's not machmitz. Rice classically doesn't turn into chametz; it's masriach. It goes through a process of fermentation, but not the same process. So you could say maybe when you combine the rice with the five grains, it'll take the character of the five grains. It'll be considered to be machmitz. But Rabbeinu Tam says it's even in the world of yirakot. You know, it's according to this line of reasoning. If you were to take wheat flour and soy flour, and make matzah out of that, you can be yotzi with that on Leil HaSeder, as long as there's a taste of wheat. Tam ki'ikar. Tam ki'ikar is alchemy. The same way that betel is alchemy, tam ki'ikar is alchemy. That's Rebbe Notam. Now again, tam ki'ikar d'oraisa, you don't have to learn like that. You could learn like Rebbe Notam, and you could also, if you'd rather not go into this world of magic, we'd say it's a din in shiurim. It's a din in shiurim. But Rebbe Notam, parallel to the rush that we saw earlier, just like we can have Heter nef, we can have Easter nef achlios heter, we can have heter nef achlios Easter. Yes?
What is the fermentation? Matzmich or matzriach?
Fermentation is machmitz. There's a process of fermentation that it turns into chametz. There's a similar process that goes on in the world of rice, but it doesn't turn into chametz. It's masriach, it gets ruined. And so the Gemara says, therefore, rice is not, you can't make rice matzah. You can only make matzah out of the five minim. If you mix the rice flour with the wheat flour, and you have a taste of wheat, the Mishnah says you can be yotzi yedei chavaso. Rabbeinu Tam explains that we have over here the rice turning into wheat. We have over here the soy turning into wheat based on tam ki'ikar, yes?
Is there any bar for this? Even if I had 99% orez and 1%...
As long as you have the taste.
Wow.
We're going to go after the taste. The taste, tam ki ikar, the tam is going to give the halachic status to the entire tarovas.
Is this a din in tam specifically, or is there other ways of indicating a mixture, like the color changes or something?
The Rabbeinu Tam says it by tam. Tam ki ikar. In other words, what we're saying is that there are tzvei dinim over here. The fact that betel is overridden the moment nikara iser, that's a given by any nikara iser, by color, by size, etc. However, in the world of tam, not only do we have that the betel is being neutralized, but we have this new principle of heter nefach lios iser. That's a din specifically in the world of tam. Okay, so far so good? Okay, now, according to Rashi, let's go back to Rashi for a minute, even though he held that tam ki ikar is drabanan, that tam simply tells us that once upon a time there was, this had a history of Easter, but that Easter is no longer relevant to us. But there is a case of nikar ha-Easter via tam, even according to Rashi. That's the resha of Rav Yochanan. Amar Rav Yochanan, kol sheta'amo umamosho, ukizay de achilas pras, then lokin olav, right? That's the language of Rav Yochanan. Namely, that if we not only do we have ta'am according to Rashi, but we also have pieces. We have pieces and ta'am, then the ta'am is telling us not just that the Easter was here, the ta'am is telling us that these pieces, that is the Easter, it's still here, and then that already would be nikar ha'Easter according to Rashi, on a d'oraisa plane. Why does Rav Yochanan continue that you require kezayis b'chdei achilas pras? Because again, that you have to eat, if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you have to eat a kezayis of the iser. You can only eat a kezayis of the iser if we have the right ratio, because the kezayis has to be eaten in a period of time that it takes to eat a pras. Let's say it takes to eat a pras 9 minutes. You have to eat the kezayis in 9 minutes. So if you have a ratio of 1 to 8, which is the classic kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, 1 kezayis to 4 kebeitzim, each beitzah is 2 kezayisim, you have a ratio of 1 to 8, you can eat 8 kezayisim in 9 minutes. So in 9 minutes, when you eat those 8 kezayisim, you've eaten 1 of iser. Anyway, so if we have the right ratio, then lokan alav. You know, it's that A, we don't have over here bitul, because there are pieces. B, you have to eat enough to eat the kezayis. Again, this is going to Rashi. According to Rashi, tam ki ikar is drabana. When you have tam o uma mosho, that already is the oraisa. But again, but you have to eat a kezayis of iser. At what point do we say you've eaten a kezayis of iser? If within the time of eating the kezayis, you've eaten enough of the ta'arobas to get to a kezayis. Yes?
So why do we need pieces? Like, if you're Rashi, you don't need pieces. We just need to eat enough of the mixture, no?
But if we don't have pieces, and then the tam alone tells us, is not telling us that we have iser present.
How do we have tam alone? If someone poured in, like, water,
if you
juices?
If you have a liquid. You have a liquid. Right. If the iser is a liquid, or the iser melted, there's nothing there. That's according to Rashi, when we have tam, o v'loma masho, asur v'en lo kinalav. Ta'amu mamasho aser v'lo kenalav v'hu de'ika kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. That this is Rashi's shita. Now, what do all the Rishonim do with the resha? I say with the seifa of what do they do with Rav Yochanan? Ta'amu mamasho, we have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras aser v'lo kenalav. Ta'amu v'lo mamasho aser v'en lo kenalav. What everyone who holds tam kikur is d'oraisa. What do you do with that statement of Rav Yochanan? So here we have this humongous Tosfos from Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph Samach Zayin Amud Beis, where we have a number of shitos. We have firstly Rabbeinu Tam. Only Rabbeinu Tam, he has broad enough shoulders to say what he says. Everyone else would say, ah, come on. In other words, what Rabbeinu Tam says is that Rav Yochanan has a code. Ta'amo umamasho means ta'am. And ta'amo v'loma masho means no ta'am. Namely, that we have min b'sheino mino and min b'mino. Ta'amo uma masho means you have ta'am. You have real ta'am. Mamash ta'am. Ta'amo v'loma masho means you don't have ta'am at all. Why then call it ta'amo if it's no ta'am? Had we had something that would have had a ta'am, we would have had a ratio that would have created an iser. But what we're saying is that min b'sheinu mino, when there really is ta'am, that's d'oraisa. And when there's no ta'am, it's also d'rabanan. And we're going to have an iser of min b'sheinu mino, otu min b'mino. To fit that into the words of the Gemara is really an act of sorcery. Again, Rabbeinu Tam says it, but it's really like weird. It's really, you know, it's very... And it sort of asks, how can you say that? And so the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who said clearly, ta'amo is ta'am, right? So what does it mean that the ta'amo uma masho, the ta'amo v'lo masho? He says the mamasho is defined by Rav Yochanan. Ta'amo uma masho. When there is kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you're going to have malkos. When there's not kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then there's not going to be malkos because you didn't eat enough of the ta'am. Namely, we don't take Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam had no alternative. He couldn't learn that way. He couldn't learn that b'chdei achilas pras is necessary to eat the iser, because l'shitato, moment you have tam, the heter nefach lios iser. If you don't hold like that, that chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, so then you can say that the difference between the ratio and the seifa is the ratio. Rav Yosef over there in Tosis, Rav Yosef Meor Lines, says, no, tamo v'lo mamosho. The reason that when you have tam alone, there's no malkos, is because Tam is learned out from the world of Geulei Klei Midyan, and that's a mitzvah aseh. And then we have over here an Iser aseh. Iser aseh, there's no Malkos. Nothing to do, in other words, it's a Dinda Oraisa. Ein Bo Malkos doesn't mean Drabon, and Ein Bo Malkos means it's one of those Doraisas where there is no Malkos. That, of course, leads to a whole slew of other Rishonim who found all sorts of other reasons. It's a Chiddush, there's not going to be Malkos. It's a Kal Vachomer, there's not going to be Malkos. In other words, the moment we're learning out from something else, so the Malkos should fall off, that's not a problem.
Sarah, what's Rabbein Eliyahu one more time, please?
Rabbein Eliyahu simply says, I hold Tam Kikar as Doraisa, but only to the degree that we have a unique halacha. In other words, only to the degree that's not batel. To the degree that it's not batel. But beyond that, you have to eat the kezayis of the Iser. When you have a shir of bechdei achilas pras, you're eating a kezayis of the Iser. If you don't have a kezayis of achilas pras, then there's no malkos. You're eating a chatzi shir. You never get to the shir of Iser because you haven't eaten enough in a short enough a period of time. Okay. Let's move over to the Rambam. And this is with this will conclude our introduction. And we can move up then into Siman Tzadichet. The Rambam in Perek Tet Vav of Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, basically quotes Rabbi Yochanan and explains Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rambam says two things. A, the Rambam says that I have a different definition of Kezayis Bechdech Achilas Pras. All Rishonim hold that it's 1 to 8. 1 Kezayis to 4 Kebetzim. Rambam says it's 1 Kezayis to 3 Kebetzim. It's 1 to 6. Okay, purely technical detail. But then the Rambam says that according to Rav Yochanan, if we have Ta'am and we have the right ratio and you eat the entire Ta'arovas, then you get Malkos. So the moment that the Rambam says you have to eat the entire Ta'aroves, the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah say, oh, kanare that Rashi is not alone in his Psak Halacha. That the Rambam agrees with Rashi. Because according to Rashi, Tam Kikar is Drabanan, therefore you have to eat a Kezayis of Iser. Had Tam Kikar been to Oraisa, it would have been enough to eat Kezayis of the Ta'aroves. Since the Rambam says you have to eat the entire Ta'aroves, Kanare he agrees with Rashi. And that was the classical understanding of the Rambam throughout the generations. That's the way that the Taz and the Shach, they understood the Rambam until Reb Chaim. Namely, everyone from the Beis Yosef until Reb Chaim understood that we have over here all Rishonim against the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi says black on white, I hold Tamiki Iker is Drabanan. I'm basing myself on the Seifa of Rav Yochanan. And that whole sugi im sachim is shalariba de hilchasa. And the Rambam, it's a diuk. It's a diuk of the Kesef Mishnah, a diuk of the Beis Yosef. Rav Yosef Karo said, the moment you have to eat the entire Ta'aroves, that shows that Tam Ki Iker is Rabbana. However, Rav Chaim said, no. The Rambam really holds Tam Ki Iker is the Oraisa. But the Rambam has a whole different conceptual framework of Tam Ki Iker. We were assuming, all Rishonim assumed, that Ta'am Ki Iker means that when you have Ta'am, that shows that we have Iker. Ta'am Nevela is Nevela. Ta'am Chelev is Chelev. Ta'am Chametz is Chametz. Whatever you're dealing with, that is Ta'am Ki Iker, that we have to deal here with identity. Ta'am means Iser. So if we have Ta'am, it means that the Iser is present, the Cheftza of the Iser is present, and therefore there's no Bitul. Because it's Nikar Ha'iser. However, Chaim says, no. There's a Kaf HaDimyon. It says, Ta'am K'Iker. Ta'am is parallel to Iker. Namely, just like there is an Iser Nevela, there is a parallel Iser called Ta'am Nevela. Just like there is an Iser Chelev, there is a parallel Iser called Ta'am Chelev. Ta'am Chelev is not Chelev. Ta'am Chelev is Ta'am Chelev. It means that there is an Iser on the Cheftza, Chelev, Nevela, Chametz, and we have a new Iser, Kol Chelev, L'Rabos, Ta'am Ki Iker. Kol Chelev, we have a new Iser called Ta'am Cholav, Chelev, Ta'am Chametz, Ta'am Nevela, Ta'am Trefa, etc. From that conceptual framework, that's where Chaim is starting off from, he says, therefore, this new din of ta'am is a unique isur of achila. You have to eat, not the heft is not around to be eaten. You have to eat ta'am. And in order to eat ta'am, you have to eat the entire ta'arovas. Namely, it's not as though this is not a din of Rabbeinu Tam, heter nefach lihios iser. That, in other words, there's no iser here. There's no nevela here. There's no trefa here. There's a ta'am nevela. But you have to eat enough of the ta'arovas that you're going to eat a kezayis of ta'am nevela, a kezayis of ta'am trefa. Namely, to split the two. Up to now, we spoke about the fact that there is a din of tam ki ikar, and that goes along with the fact that it's enough to eat a kezayis of the ta'arovas. Because of Rabbeinu Tam's alchemy, because of heter mitzarif le'iser, you know, some halacha in shiurim, but according to Chaim, no. There's no such halacha. Tam ki ikar means you have to eat a kezayis of tam. To eat a kezayis of tam, if you have a ratio of 1 to 6, you have to eat 6. When you eat 6, you've eaten a kezayis of ta'am.
How do you know what your ratio is?
What?
How do you know what your ratio is?
You know what? If we know what the ratio is. If we don't know what the ratio is, we're going to come to that. You know, how b'chal, how do we eat a ta'arovas? We don't know what went into... Yes?
There's less than a kezayis of iser in the ta'arovas, but it's still no same ta'am, according to a fine that didn't create a ta'arovas.
Correct. Yeah. And that's A. We're going to come to that. That may be din drabanan. When you have time without the right ratio, like by spices. The second thing is that when we're dealing in the world of isurei cheftza, kezayis of chelev, kezayis of nevela, kezayis of trefa, we have a din of chatzishir. If I eat half a kezayis, I'm over an isur d'oraisa, just no malkos. But we pass like Rav Yochanan, chatzishir osim in haTorah. But that's a chatzishir of a cheftza. But in the world of tam, there's no such thing as chatzishir. There's nothing there. Tam is something ephemeral. You can't speak about a chatzishir. It's all or nothing. So there's, in order to worry to eat half the tarovas, you wouldn't be over an iser d'oraisa just without malkos. You wouldn't be over an iser. That's why the Rambam says you have to eat the entire tarovas. Namely, that you have to eat the entire tarovas because without that, there's no iser d'oraisa. So the Rambam can hold tam kikr d'oraisa, but a totally different tam ki ikar dara than Rabbeinu Tam's tam ki ikar doraisa. Okay, so that then is the Rambam, and the Reb Chaim continues that there are other principles as well in terms of no saying tam lufgam. That classically, when you have a cheftza of iser, at what point does it become so rancid that it loses its shame iser? When it's eno roi lachilas kelev. When it's eno roi lachilas adam, right? Then it loses its status of iser. However, when you're dealing with the world of tam, we have a din of no saying tam lufgam. The moment that this tam has sat there for 24 hours in the kli, it's not rancid. It's just no longer
shach.
Tam keiker. It's no longer the tam l'shevach. Then the Reb Chaim has built a whole world based on his diuk in the Rambam. But in there's no chatzishir. You need dafka tam l'shevach. All the unique halachos of tam kiker he puts into his conceptual framework. So this is therefore what we have. We want to have an overview of hilchos ta'arovas. That we start off with the pasuk achrei rabim lehatos. We have this pasuk. We saw that we went out from this pasuk the din of Ruba, the Isa come on, and probably we also learn out the din of Ruba, the Lesa come on. When it comes to the world of Rov, the Ta'arovas, so here we have to break down into two worlds. We break down into the world of Yavesh B'Yavesh and the world of Lach B'Lach. In the world of Yavesh B'Yavesh, we have two understandings. The understanding of the Rosh, the understanding of the Rashba / Rambam. The understanding of the Rosh is that this is a din of Rubo Kikulo, that we have Isur Nefach Leo's head there. You can eat the entire tarot yavesh yavesh because it's all mutter. Iser nefach liyos heter. According to the Rashba and the Rambam, this is a subcategory of Polech Achar Harov called the Parish, Miruba Parish. Right? We could eat them one at a time. But you can't eat all of them. Right? And we saw the Tosus Rid holds, if you eat them all, you're going to be Chayav Achatos, etc. This is all in the realm of Yavish B'Yavish. We move over to Lach B'Lach. So according to the Rush, we are consistent. This is Rubo Kekulo. This is Iser Nefach B'Yoseter. However, according to the Rashba and the Rambam, we can't use our previous line of reasoning. This is Tumas Masa. You're eating them all together. It's all mixed in. So here we have a din of, what would we call it? Isur Ma'abed Zehuto B'Mitziyut. And see, Hebrew, that the Isur loses its identity physically. Simply, the Isur dissipates, it dissolves, it loses its identity. It's not around. Here, the Isur, in Yavish B'Yavish, the Isur is still around. In Lach B'Lach, the Isur is not around. Now, all of this is when we have a Tarovas. A Tarovas, by definition, means Lo Nikar HaIsur. Everyone understands that the moment that Nikar HaIsur, all of this falls off. We can't speak about a Tarovas of Yavish B'Yavish when you have two greens and one red. When you have two squares in one circle. Question is, what about when we have a world of Tam? This Tam called Nikar HaIsur. So here we have a world that when we have the world of Ta'am, and we have the world of Ta'am, so according to Rashi, Ta'am ki'ikar is drabanan. It means that when we have the world of Ta'am, we have an Isur drabanan. When we have the world that this Lach B'Lach has a Ta'am, we're going to have an Isur drabanan. Mida Reis in the Ta'am is Mutter. Just tells us once upon a time there was an Isur, but that Isur lost its identity, that Isur turned into Heter. Just we have a vestige in terms of the Ta'am, but basically it's only going to be Usur drabanan. However, according to Rav Rishonim, this is considered to be Nikar HaIsur. Let's just put over here in Rashi that Ella Im Kain, Rashi agrees, Im Yesh Mamashut, if we have pieces, then that would be Nikar HaIsur. Rashi agrees there is a level of Nikar HaIsur, but only when there are pieces along with the Ta'am. According to Rav Rishonim, even with no pieces, we have an Isur De'oraisa. What does that Isur De'oraisa mean? So that's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we have a din of heter nefach leios osur isur. According to Reb Chaim, nothing doing. Tzarich leecho kezayis mei. Tzarich el kezayis mei ha isur shel tam. We have this new isur called tam. You have to eat a kezayis of the tam. To get to a kezayis of tam, you need kezayis b'fei achilas pras. You have to eat the entire tarovas. According to the tam, heter nefach lios isur. the whole tarobis became usur. That's what we've spoken about yesterday, last time, and today. Okay? Now, our question is, okay, we have a tarobis, and the question is, how can we eat it? Maybe I'm going to taste something. How can I ever eat it? How can I ever eat soup? Maybe they're going to taste Isur in the soup. So the Gemara says, Amri Rabbanan, right? Rabba Amri Rabbanan, that this is how the Torah begins, Siman Sadi Chet. Amar Rav Yochanan. Some have it, Amar Rabban, some have it, Kol Isurim Shebatora Bishisha. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbanan B'taima, Amar Rabbanan B'kfela, Amar Rabbanan B'shisha. Namely, that if we have some, I know that some Easter fell into my heter. I have no idea whether I can taste it, I can't taste it, how much is there, etc. So, Amar Rabbanan B'taima. If let's say the Easter that fell in was that truma fell into my chulin. I can't taste it. I can't eat it because I'm not allowed to eat truma. I'm not a kohen, but Adam could eat it. Adam's a kohen, so I'll take this. I have vegetable soup. Some truma fell into my vegetable soup. Truma of potatoes fell into. I have chicken soup, and some truma of potatoes fell into my chicken soup. I'll take it to Adam and say, Adam, do you taste potatoes in this chicken soup? And Adam will taste it, and he say, yeah. So I say, okay, it's yours. I can't eat it any longer. But if he says, I don't taste any potatoes, so now I'll go ahead and eat it. Amar Rabbanan b'taima. That if we have a form of ta'am that I can give it to a fellow Jew, fine. What if what fell into my vegetable soup was nevela? So I can't go over to Adam and say, Adam, taste this, right? But I can go over to Mr. O'Toole, my neighbor, right? I can go over to Ahmed. I can go over to a non-Jew and say, would you mind tasting this vegetable soup and let me know if you taste any nevela? And if he says, I taste nevela, we have a problem. Then I say, it's yours. He says, I don't taste nevela, it's fine. But maybe he's fooling me, so I need a unique type of a non-Jew. That's called a kfela, a taster, someone who has what to lose if he's lying, right? So Amar Rabbanan b'taima. I can give it to any Jew who has a cheskas kashrus, who's going to tell the truth. I can give it to a non-Jew if I can't trust the Jew, but only a certain type. Amar Rabbanan b'kfela. Or what if we have something that there's no Adam around and there's no kfela around? Then Amar Rabbanan b'shishim. Our purpose is now, let's just assume that the moment that there's shishim, probably there wouldn't be a tam. And I know I had this huge pot of cholent and a small amount, a teaspoon of nevela fell into it. So, you know, it's, I can eat it based on shishim, because we say that we have over here bitul. We have, what does the bitul mean? It lost itself with mitzius, rubu kakulo, etc., etc. Okay, Kamzul Rav Yochanan says kol isurim b'shishim. Namely, when I have a world of ta'am, so I have the world of ta'ama. I can give it to a Jew to taste. I have the world of kfela, and I have the world of shishi. Again, according to Rashi, all of this is drabana. According to most Rishonim, this is all d'oraisa. Okay? However, now I go back and I say, what if there's no ta'am? Kol isurim b'shishim. I'm now going to say that, and in shishim midrabanan, even in cases of min d'mino, mid'oraisa chad b'trei batel, 1 and 2. But midrabanan kol isurim b'shishim, and then when it comes to yavesh b'yavesh, I'm going to say that we're going, if this im avasheo, if I cook this yavesh b'yavesh, so then I also need shishim midrabanan. Even though currently it's yavesh b'yavesh, it could turn into alach b'alach, so I need shishim midrabanan. If I have yavesh b'yavesh, what we call min b'mino, even if I cook it, there's not going to be any taste. This remains rov. Here there's no gezeira. So when I'm dealing with the world of lach b'lach, I need shishim mida oraisa when there is a ta'am. Shishim midrabanan, even if there's not going to be a ta'am. When we're dealing with yavesh b'yavesh, If I cook it, there's going to be a tam, ani chishim et rabbanan. If I cook it and there's not going to be a tam, that remains on the level of rov. Okay, so this is what we're going to be talking about. These are the charts that you have. This is the Teferis Yisrael, the chart of the Teferis Yisrael, chart of the Menachas Yaakov. This is what we're talking about. We're going to go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch from Simanim, Tzadi Chet, through Kuf Chet. Tzadi Chet, for 11 Simanim, we're going to be dealing with Lach Balach. Namely, we're going to need Shishim. Yeah, Rove is a fake memory. The Torah says Rav Lahatos. But we're going to need Shishim. If it's Min Deshein Amino, if there's Ta'am, we're going to need Shishim, according to Moshe Shonim Da'araisa. If it's Min Bemino, we're going to need Shishim. We're going to talk about this from Siman Tzadichet to Kufchet. Okay? When we get to Siman Kuftet through Kuf Yud Aleph, we're going to move over to Min Bemino. We're going to move over. Oh, sometimes we can do with Rov, and sometimes we're going to need Shishim, and sometimes we're going to have things that are never going to be Batel, even in Aleph. In other words, I'm going to talk about that as well. But that's where we're moving from now until middle of January. Right? This is what we were going to be holding. Okay? Any questions?
These 11 from now until January?
Excuse me?
These 11?
We're going to go from Tzadi Chet to Kuf Yud Aleph.
Until January.
Until middle of Shvat, whenever I gave the date of the Bechina. Once I give it to you, I forget it.
And this is what the Bechina will cover, these 11 Simanim.
These was more than 11, it's Tzadi Chet through Kuf Yud Aleph. By me, it's 13.
Kuf Yud Aleph.
Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Aleph. Yeah.
What does it mean that there's Yavish B'Yavish and there would be Tam? And wouldn't that mean that you could just taste the Tam of Isser in one of the pieces in the Yavish B'Yavish mixture right now?
No, not necessarily. In other words, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay, I mean, let's say we're dealing with things that are raw. You're not going to taste it, in other words, to know what is each of them, in other words. Yes? Okay. So Bli Neder next time we'll see Man Tzadi Chet. Okay. Sif Aleph. So again, see the tour, Beis Yosef, Shach Taz, and Mechaber Ramah. Right? Mechaber Ramah Shach Taz. Okay? If you want to go further, you're welcome to look at every Prima Garden. You're welcome to look at the Gra, Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's beautiful. In other words, everyone has an Acharon that sort of talks to him. To me, when I learned, so the Chavas Das spoke to me very, very much. In other words, the Rav Yaakov Milisa. In other words, every time I had a question, that would look at the Chavas. Ah, he asked a question. Yes. Everyone has, you know, like sort of the Aruch HaShulchan is very, very nice. If you want to see like a summary of the background material, you don't have to. You know, he brings up the questions, or he'll try to give his own answer sometimes to Shach's Kaz's questions. You don't have to like take his answer, but he has a nice summary of the background, etc. So you can feel free to look to learn whatever libcha chafetz, whatever you like. Most of the time, I think you should be able to, when you see the Beis Yosef, if you want to open the Gemara to see it inside, it's always very beautiful. But most of the time, from the Beis Yosef itself, you should be able to figure out the Gemara. So in other words, namely, the Beis Yosef generally gives you the Gemara and Rashi, and then a summary of the way the Chachmei Ashkenaz learned the Gemara, and a summary of the way Chachmei Sfarad learned the Gemara, and then he adds in a few shelos and tshuvos, and then goes further. In other words, that he gives you pretty much the meaningful background material. So for most of the time, that would be sufficient without necessarily going back to the Gemara. If you want to go back to the Gemara, you're certainly welcome to. Okay? B'seder. Okay, so we'll be later on Thursday, we'll start with the Tarobas per se, but I just wanted you to be able to see.